You are listening to
Friends Next Door.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Friends Next Door. It's Kwan.
It's Dan.
And it's Mia.
All right. We just finished up an episode about putting down, or if roots are important to you and putting down roots, go check that episode out. Right now, we're going to talk about time.
Time.
This elusive thing. Some people.
Time's up. Like, what's the first thing when you say time? What's the first thing you think about?
So you don't have enough.
Here's the thing. Some people are like, time goes too slow. But then some people are like, oh, we don't have enough time and things like that. So we specifically wanted to talk about, does time go faster as you age? What are some tips to slow down time and manage your time? Mm-hmm. So first, I think we can maybe answer the question, does time go faster as we age? Because I think that's like a general concept that we talked about.
You're talking about metaphorically, right?
Exactly. Objectively, time stays the same. Time is
actually, so I want to ask you guys, tangent. Yes. Can any of you guys explain to me the relativity
time? Theory of relativity?
Oh, I
cannot. I saw this thing where it's like, actually time is not.
Oh, it's not constant? It changes.
It does change based on.
So a year is not always a year.
Yeah, no, this is a theory. So you guys can't explain it.
We can't explain. Okay. We'll look it up.
No.
Maybe we'll I wish I looked it up because I
know.
Heard
you
it.
Would have sounded so cool, Dan.
No, but I would have messed it up and sounded like an idiot. No, it's basically saying like it is different for.
Like different life stages?
No,
or
like
is it just
literally
like when we measure the time in a year,
yes,
right?
Like okay. Somebody's, yes.
Because
somebody's,
isn't this the whole point why we have like daylight savings or whatever?
No, like the example was this. Oh. No, it was like if you I'm so bad at science. No, it was literally like it's different for different people, like different concepts. Like if you're standing somewhere and something's
you're in the North Pole versus you're in an equator.
In a car looking at the cow. No, guys.
Okay, we will scratch it and we'll come back to it. Okay,
our listeners are like,
oh goodness,
we're talking about this
metaphorically. Yeah. Metaphorically, does time seem to pass faster? Yeah. There might be an obvious answer in the room, but we want to talk about like why does that happen?
Yeah.
Because I do think. Honestly, for the past couple of years, we've all been like, oh my gosh, another year. Mm-hmm. It's already the holidays. Mm-hmm. It's a new year. And it seems like it becomes, I have certainly felt it in the past like 4 years. Mm-hmm. It just seems like.
Seems like we just started this podcast yesterday, but it's been
years.
It's been so many years.
Yeah.
I do think one big moment that kind of like rushed everybody's clocks, COVID. I do think the pandemic just ate up like 3 years of everyone's lives. 2021, 2022.
I feel that way.
And then so you're like, oh, last year. But no, that was 3 years ago, pre-pandemic. The pandemic just felt like one big year.
I definitely think so.
So I think there's that. But then I guess, is it also because you would think, I remember being a kid, right? When you're like, you can't wait to move out. You can't wait for this semester to be over. You can't wait even for just like one piano lesson to be over. This hour is so long. Like time goes by so slow. Is it because like, I think at that time, your year was very, you had school. So there were markers. There were clear markers of like first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade.
Time for when I was a kid, I remember, you know, it would go so slow sometimes, like even in a day. I'm like, why isn't it recess yet? No, also I got to look up this theory because it's true. It's like, why does sometimes time feels faster and feels slower? No, this is a real theory.
Well, so I think metaphorically we're trying to, I believe
you. People say the days are long and the years are short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So time is definitely a perception.
But see, like even like right now, the day just goes by.
Now the day just goes by.
Recess. It's like, I literally woke up 5 seconds ago. Like, what happened? What just happened today? Like I live like four lives.
Yes, and then you
today.
Try to look back of like what you try to recall, like what happened in the last 24 hours, week, last
it's
month.
It's a straight blur.
Know. Yes.
Like, I definitely think though the COVID thing is real. I think in our lifetimes, everything prior to COVID, time was pretty fast, moving fast. And
more
then
normal though.
Normal. And but all now, of a sudden, where did 2020 to 2023 go? Like those three
gone.
Years for me,
they're gone.
Like I can't even tell you what happened in those years.
Yeah.
Like what? Cause yeah, somebody will be, I'll be like, oh yeah, like the other year. I'm like, no, wait, that's 5 years ago.
And so that's where I do think part of it, I know this is gonna be the boring like mm-hmm. answer, but it's like we have more responsibility now as just adults. Like
for sure.
Adulting is a real thing. And for so sure. when you're a kid or when you have when you don't have responsibilities, somebody is responsible for you. Mm-hmm. So yeah. they're like you are kind of like having a program being set for you. So mm-hmm. like school is being set for you. Yeah, you might be like interviewing for stuff and getting internships and stuff, but until you know, like you move out, you sign your own lease, you have to do everything yourself.
Yeah.
And so that takes up a lot of time just to do it all yourself.
Well, sign, yes. So, I think that's so true. So basic like analogy, mm-hmm. right? Like if I'm upstate, the day is long to me.
Yeah.
Even though I'm yes. working up there, I'm running errands, but then I'm like, oh, it's only like, oh, I've done like, I haven't done that much, but mm-hmm. I feel like I've done stuff. Mm-hmm. And I go, oh, there's some more time left. I'm going to make some dinner. Maybe after dinner we do this.
That's
Where's
interesting.
This,
yeah. Why is that though? Because no, you're think, doing the same thing.
No, I think it's the like city, it's, the fast paced city. I think that that's a good
later,
one too.
I'm going to look up this theory thing because it's no, because you're so up here. I've done way more in a day and my mind is everywhere. So it actually felt like the day flew by.
When you do more?
Yes. So I'm only speaking for myself. Like in the city, I work, I deal with family stuff, you know, I have friends. You like so much stuff gets crammed in a day that I actually felt the day was short.
Yeah. Huh.
Okay.
So, but then upstate, I do some stuff, but not as much, but I feel the days are long.
I agree.
So that's kind of like what you're saying about when you're a kid, maybe you're like, I remember this. I'm just looking for the things that for me that took the longest to arrive was like Christmas or like when a sequel to a movie would come out when they were like Batman Returns is coming out in like 1992. And it was like 2 years. I was like, 2 years. I literally thought I was going to like grow up in 2 years. Like I'd be going to college in 2 years, you know?
I think that's actually maybe as adults, a way to maybe manage the time, AKA having something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
So like, because if you don't build those in, yeah. it does feel like time just slips away versus yeah. like, okay, this is going to come in 1 year and you have to wait for it versus right. like there's like kind of a little bit more of an aimless thing going on. It does feel like it just kind of slips away. I don't know. So,
there's also this theory that I heard, uh-huh. which is why actually I first brought this up.
Yeah.
My friend was telling me this is what people say. Uh-huh. When you are a child, there's a lot more like first experiences, like you're experiencing yeah. new things more often.
Okay.
And those become sort of a marker,
mm-hmm.
like we said, like timestamps.
Yeah,
and then you feel like the time feels like goes by slower.
Yeah.
Versus when you're an adult, you're doing a lot of adult things, which is probably like routine, like work.
Sure.
So you have less of a, yeah,
apart.
Yeah. Like you don't have as many time markers.
Interesting.
And then you just kind of lump everything into this big giant blob of time. Mm-hmm. So that felt, you know, faster.
It feels
that
faster.
That felt like it goes faster.
Yeah.
I don't know if that applies to me. Because yeah. So I think it's more so if you are looking forward to something mm-hmm. or if you don't want to, you're in a space of life where you don't want to be in, that takes
okay.
forever. Cause I counter it with my example of I did a bunch of during my 6 months,
mm-hmm.
that was a bunch of new experience. Everything was new.
Right.
Like everything was new. And I think it flew by.
Mm.
It flew
yes.
by.
Oh, so that was my other question is how come like when you're on vacation, you're like, oh my gosh, it's almost over. That went by so quick. Like what about
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
But then,
and then every week you're like, oh my gosh, it's only Tuesday.
Yeah. Like, I'm telling you, there's some truth to these interesting time theories. Right?
Yeah.
It's like you're enjoying your vacation and whenever I'm on vacation, the clock starts day one. I'm like, oh man, I only have 4 days. So quick. Oh man, 3 days. Oh man, we're going back home in 2 days. And it's here.
Yeah.
But then like you know, Monday starts and Friday literally seems like it's forever.
So far away.
But then when you're at Friday,
yeah,
you look back, you go, what just happened
this week? Yeah, like we need more weekends.
Right. Like
yeah.
You're never like, man, that was a long week. You're like, wait, that literally. Yeah. And I feel the same way right now. I'm like, it's 2025. It's about to be 2026.
Scary.
It was just 2025. Like this.
I feel like I'm just wrapping my head around the fact that it is 2025, but then 2025 is almost over.
I also think I'm stuck in the 2010s in a way because every time I think you'll look at like when this music video came out or when this movie came out and it'll be like
20 years ago.
No, it was like 2010. I go, oh yeah, that was like the other day. No, that was 15 years ago.
Kids who are born in 2010 are now in high school, middle school.
But like 2010 like doesn't sound.
It doesn't sound that like it was long that ago. Long no. Ago.
But it was. It was.
We are just just old. Hence the original question, does time go faster as we age?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you blink. So from now, it's like it was going slow. And then now we're in our 40s. But like seriously.
Some of us are.
I'll give you an example. How fast do you think your 20s went by versus your 30s?
And oh, then now yeah, 40s. Yeah.
And then your 50s. That is 60, actually a 70, good point. 80,
dude, when I was in my 20s, I felt like I had all the time in the world. And then a decade just felt so long.
Wait, 20 to 30, Mia. Were you already in, you weren't in New York yet?
Halfway. No, I was
30. Was
I was
still
in California.
Right, still 30s.
Oh. Wow.
What was 30-year-old Mia like? Because I've only known you like starting 34.
Ish.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, what was like, what was 29-year-old Mia?
We both don't know.
What was?
Yeah.
I don't think I was at a good place.
Really?
Yeah.
Like,
I think.
Do you remember when you were 32?
I was depressed at 32.
Really?
I think so.
In
because,
California?
Yeah.
Well, because that's my wife's age.
But I think the circumstances are different, right? Yeah. I think my personal circumstances at the time was just like, I felt stuck. Both in just
Yi's also depressed. Don't give me at 32, she's definitely like,
just wait, exposing
I
her.
My life. Okay, different,
okay,
different
she never
kinds,
listens
though, yeah.
to this podcast.
Like, why are you calling me out?
Yeah. But I feel like, or maybe it's more common than you would think, because I think at that point you've graduated for a while now.
For a while,
and you've been
yeah.
working for a mm-hmm. while now, so you're probably at a stage where you're just thinking, what else is there for me?
Hmm. Well, so did you feel that in your 30s, it started going too fast? It started going too fast?
That's probably when I started joking, oh my gosh, time flies when you're having fun. But then all of a sudden now it just becomes time flies, period.
So I think as you age, you have less, this is going to sound depressing, but you have less things to look forward to unless you actively put them there.
But that's so true. That is fact.
But you also have more timelines to meet. What I mean by that is like, you know, for on the women's side, of course, it's like if you are looking to have a family, there's a clock there.
Right.
Okay.
Also,
if you're
single, you feel like there's a clock there.
Right.
There's some it versus like when you're younger, the timelines for graduating is a happy one. I graduated. The timeline of being like single for a lot of people is like, oh my God, why hasn't it happened yet? Another year.
That's a good point.
So there's a lot more of those
things to look forward to.
When you're younger because they
like
are
milestones to look forward to.
And I do think a lot of this is societal, right? These are society has made these like positive things.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I would say, this is just my opinion, but like, if you are single and you haven't found the right person yet, maybe that's okay.
Yeah.
Because I think it's worse to jump into something just because with the wrong person.
Right.
But it doesn't make the time go any slower.
Right, right, right.
Because you're
right.
like, oh my God, another year.
Right.
But I haven't reached this, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of those come later in life, right? Because, you know, more time has gone by. And so unless you insert, you have to proactively insert your own things to look forward to.
Yes.
Or else they don't happen anymore because we don't have those societal
like built-ins.
Yeah. So it's like, it's gotta be like a trip Or it's like your own personal milestone. Like, I'm going to, I don't know, like set finish some goal. This. Yeah. I'm going to finish this sweater that I'm crocheting by the end of the year or whatever it is, yeah. whatever you have. Like, you know, like unless you do that, it feels like it's more like time is slipping away.
Do you guys
versus
have,
then it's going it fast. Really does. It feels like it's slipping away more yeah. than like, oh, it's going so fast.
Well, it's yeah. That's an interesting concept because what makes something feel slipping away? It's like you feel like you're not accomplishing what you want given the limited time.
Is yeah, there's not enough time to, for you to do everything that
okay
you
well
want.
Here, so let me so this is an interesting concept, right? Would you, if you had a goal and you worked towards it, I would say you might not feel that way because you are seeing improvement on the way to your goal. It's just whether or not that goal happens. But sometimes you feel that time is slipping away because maybe you haven't even started. You have a goal, but you haven't even started to get there. So you feel like you're losing the time that's afforded to you versus just taking that step and work towards that goal, right? Because if you're
that's
on that journey,
because not everybody might, you know, has a goal.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Like, so first, just, there needs to be a goal.
Yeah. There needs to be a
well,
goal.
Well, that's what I'm saying is maybe like you no, don't mm-hmm. you got to set more goals or something, right? Because then you can feel like. Or you know?
Do more, maybe do more things as well. So for example, because okay. I could see on the other side, let's take like the dating one, right?
Sure.
You could be like, you could set a goal.
Okay.
But you could also then become like super attached to this.
Yeah,
right?
That one's
and
hard
then,
because
that's
you
hard.
Can't
not
just
in
rush
your
in,
control yeah, yeah. as yeah. well. Yeah. So there's yeah. a lot of things in life that aren't in your control. We sure. can take another one. For example, maybe something has happened in your family. Maybe somebody like you have to help somebody at home or something mm-hmm. like that. And that's your responsibility, whatever it is.
Sure.
And so it's this balance, right, of like not being too attached to the mm-hmm. timing of the universe
mm-hmm.
because something's meant to happen, it's going right. to happen. But then at the same time, keeping the momentum going.
Right.
And that only comes from you versus yeah. before when you were a kid, it comes from school, it comes from teachers,
right,
it
right.
comes from your parents.
There's all these institutionalized right. time markers that
yeah.
you just
yeah.
have to go through.
Yeah.
yeah.
But and when you go now, through them, it's like, this is when you do this. Right, this is when you do this.
Right.
And now it's like, you could do this anytime.
Yeah, it's all
or
up
not.
To you.
Or not. Yeah, yeah.
You could just sit and vegetate if you want.
I think now that I'm thinking, now that I'm talking about it on this episode with you guys, I feel like, because at first I was like, oh, what if you just do more things and then it'll feel like your year is more full and it feels like you accomplished more things in that amount of time.
But I feel like if it's just arbitrary, it's not going to, like, I feel like you should... If you want to do more and have a clear goal and step by step and not be attached to when you hit them versus like, I'm just going to go and do a bunch of random things. You know?
But I would say in addition to that, having a goal is like also reflecting on how it went and where it went
for
well
sure.
and where yeah. it could gone better maybe. Yeah. Because I think the where it went well, for at least for me, I think that can help slow down the time
yeah.
because you're like, oh, we did do all of these things and this yeah. was good. Like having the gratitude of like the thing, cause or else it's like, at least for me, like I did a bunch of things this year, really mm-hmm. positive things, mm-hmm. really like life fulfilling things.
Yeah.
And I still feel like, oh my gosh, the time has gone whoosh. And so
yeah.
maybe just like taking the time to be like, there's a lot of stuff that was done and just being okay with it there.
You know, okay, well. One funny thing about time is when I was 12, I thought I'd be married with 3 kids by the time I was 23.
Oh, yeah.
23?
Yeah, I just thought 23 is so old. I'd definitely be married and have 3 kids because I wanted to have kids when I was like younger.
Yeah. So you're saying like your expectations that you've had in the past.
My concept of time was off.
Off.
I thought a decade was
that's
like 100
true.
Years, right?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, a decade? That's like 50 years. And now it's the opposite. I'm like, the next 50 years is going to feel like a year. Like I'm gonna blink and I'll be 50.
Oh
and I'm like,
God.
Holy cow, I'm 50. Oh my God, I'm 60. Like, where did the last 20 years go, you know?
I mean...
It's kind of crazy.
We are closer to, like, that versus,
yeah.
like...
I mean, like, especially when you said, like, you know, my friend Mike is now almost 60, and I've known him for 20-something years. I'm like...
That's wild.
I'm like... But it feels like we just met yesterday. I'm like, man, you're... And then when I look at him, I'm like... You know what? Like, because when you see somebody all the time, the changes aren't
as
right.
But then I saw a picture of him when he's like 35, and I was like, "All right, you do not look like that." Like, what happened? It's like Time, bro. Time. 20 years.
That literally just happened to me because Facebook.
Oh my God.
Time hop.
Yeah.
They give you all these like, oh, this is from 12 years ago, 13 years ago. And then for some reason, I saw that picture on Facebook. And then the next day, my friend sent it to me. It was a picture of us in Korea.
In Korea. How long ago?
This was probably 2013 or something. Okay. 2012 or something like that. Like in that range. Yeah.
Over 10 years ago.
Over 10 years ago. It was like 12, 13 years ago. Yeah. And then she goes, when we were young. And then I was like, yeah, look at all that collagen on your face. And then now you just see passage of time manifesting.
Man. It's kind of crazy. My
gosh. It is.
Yeah.
So
do you, so like, what, going back to like the original question, like, do we, I mean, is there, sometimes like you don't want to also feel bad that time has gone by, right? Because sometimes the time is a good indicator of like growth.
Yeah.
You know,
you're here.
Yeah.
Because you can, because I, like for me at least, if I'm, if I go, when I feel bad is when I go, oh man, another year went and I didn't do some of these things. But it's like, well, that just means that you should just take the necessary steps to embark. Just take one step. Like my philosophy is like, take one step. Don't just like, when people say, oh, I haven't lost any weight or I haven't gotten in shape. I'm like, that was me for a long time. And then you just have to like go in like
one step.
Take
one
that step. First step.
Yeah. Cause during COVID, I packed on some weight, right? And then I was like, oh man.
I mean, I'm sure you're not the only one. You know?
That's right. And it took a lot of other people to lose it.
Yeah.
You know? And then I realized, I was like, oh, it wasn't bad to lose it at all. It was like pretty fast, but you just have to literally take one step and not try to do it all at once, you know?
Yeah.
And then time is like your friend. Cause then you're like, wait, I have time. As long as I'm getting a little better each day, you're like, well, that's fine. Like there's you're not saying like, I need to lose 50, you know, 5 pounds, 10 pounds by this date, unless you have to, like you're trying to fit in a dress or something. You know? For guys, it don't matter. I'm not trying to fit in something. For girls, sometimes you are. Like I'm going to be a bridesmaid. I need to fit in that dress. I'm going to be a bride. I need to fit in that dress. Like you guys have it tougher.
I'm but like, buy another dress.
I'm like, wait, just get a bigger size.
Plenty of dresses out there. No, but then, so then how do you measure your success? And if you like, we talk about making goal, right? Coming up with a goal to sort of quote unquote slow down time. Mm-hmm. And also not feeling like time is slipping away. Right. So how do you, first of all, come up with a goal? Because it's not, I don't think it's as easy as people think. Just like, come up with a goal. Like, okay, what do you want to do? And two, how do you just also like measure the success of that goal?
Yeah. Well, I take away the time limit. So off the bat, I'm like, don't give yourself time limit. Because then you start getting stressing yourself in trouble. Then you will actually feel like time is slipping away, you know? And then to give it like, I mean, unfortunately for me, I have too many hobbies. So I'm like, oh, I want to do this. But also like, I would love to get an MBA. I'm old now and I might not use it in my career. But I've always wanted to get one, you know? So, and he's like, it's nice to have a supportive spouse. She's like, you can go anytime you want. Mm. Don't matter. You can be 60 and get one.
That's nice.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
Let's be 60 and then go for an MBA.
I'm down. Like, because I always like to learn, you know?
Yeah.
I'm always down to learn. So.
I think that's the most important thing is to keep learning. And it's getting harder as you...
You have to intentionally do it.
Yeah.
I would, because it's interesting, right? Like how to combat this, like you feel like time is slipping away.
Yeah.
I think it goes off of what you were saying, Dan, of like not putting a time limit on it and maybe like letting go of, because I think it stems, if I reflect on it, I think it stems a lot from like fear.
Yeah.
Of like, oh, I feel like I'm behind on whatever arbitrary or non-arbitrary like timeline that you have in your head or whatever. Or fear of like, I have less time with these people or like whatever. And that itself is also like an attachment to your, you know, your emotional relationship with the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
And so just like maybe the letting go of, because the letting go of that fear and also more appreciation for the time that you had, because we really aren't promised another day. You really, like, I mean, I think we can say, we can forecast that it probably will have, we have more time. We're relatively young in this, like, average lifespan of human. But, like, that also, I think, is a big part of it, because I don't know if just setting the goals and, like, being successful is, like, is necessarily always enough. Because I think people, like, very successful people, they're like, I've accomplished a lot.
Right.
And a lot of people can still feel like, but what's there?
Yeah.
So, like,
I think, I don't know. I think it's all about keeping a balance, and it's so much easier said than done.
Mm-hmm.
Phrase of, like, knowing that you have a goal, or coming up with a goal that you're, like, running towards,
mm-hmm.
but also at the same time not being too attached to, like, getting to that goal, or not being too attached to, like, a certain feeling. I was talking about retirement with my friend the other day, and then she was saying, oh, like, because my question was, how do you know when you have enough for retirement?
Interesting.
Like, what's this amount that you need, right? That to feel like you have enough. And then she goes, you know what? It's easy. Just go to this online calculator. I can send it to you. Mm. And then you can input all your information. Yeah. And then you can come up with, like, a method to get there.
Yeah. Did you do it?
With some assumption. Yes. Mm-hmm. So that also makes me feel like, okay, maybe I'm not as, one, maybe I'm not as behind as I thought.
Mm-hmm.
But then two, at the same time, you still got to do the things that it's supposed to, like, you're supposed to do. So it's just like knowing both sides of, like, all right, at least I don't think that I'm in such a bad place compared to my peers. Yeah. One, two, also, I still need to do it in order to be successful. Like, you still got to put in the work.
Right.
So I think it's just like, okay, knowing that you have a certain amount of time, I think it's, it could be good or bad. It just depends on how you deal with it.
Yeah.
That's,
I didn't even think of the retirement thing. That's very, like,
that's always been in my mind.
Ooh, yo, that's a whole nother wrinkle of, like, pressure.
I got more things even, to think about.
I'm not even, you know, it's interesting because my parents didn't think about that.
Mm. Oh yeah, for sure. So, my parents didn't either.
Yeah. But I would say that was not the norm. I would say most of my friends, especially, like, the Americans, grew up, parents have a retirement account. They grew up a little way more financially literate, I would say. And then they would talk, they would start talking about 401k. I didn't even know what that was. I'm like, what's a 401k? Like, what? I'm just trying to, like, make money so I can pay my rent.
Right.
I think it could be an interesting time, because, again, I think it depends on life phase, right? So when people do retire, because, like, I don't know, you are, Mia, you may be seeing, like, your parents, how they deal with that, this phase of life. I'm certainly seeing it with my family.
Yeah.
And I think time might slow, depending on where you are, time might slow back down again, because you're
for sure.
Because I think people, some, like,
when you're older, you have all this time.
Because now I think about it and I'm like, oh, to be, like, when you retire, you have the same amount of hours as everybody else,
right?
And, like, you also need to do something.
I almost can't wait to retire, because, like, I look at my grandma, I'm like, yo, what do you don't do a lot.
Yeah.
I'm like, if I was 80.
Can we ask her if time feels faster or slower?
Oh, yeah.
I know for, what do you think your parents would say?
I feel like they'll say it goes slower.
Same.
That's crazy.
I'm sure my family would be like, I'm waiting.
Here's the thing.
Just nothing's happening. Yeah. And I feel so sad about it. Yeah. And it makes me think about that. Like, okay, how do I want to treat that part of my life?
Right, it's exactly. It has nothing to do financially, because I feel like I would just do all the things I can't do now because I have to, like, pay my rent. And most of those activities are relatively free and inexpensive, right? So most people I meet, they're probably like your parents, my grandma. They're from a different generation. Like, they worked hard already. So later on in their age, they're not trying to, like, live life to the fullest. They're just like, great, I don't have to do anything anymore. Like, I already raised my kids. I already made sure they're good.
Mm.
But, you know, other parents I meet that are the same age, they are like 80. I'm talking about 75 to 85. They're living life to the fullest. They're still, some of them are still working. Some of them who are fortunate enough to not work are, like, traveling, hobbies up the wazoo, you know, visiting all their kids. I'm like, that's what I want to be. You
right.
know?
Because I think there's a balance there. I hear what you're saying. Yeah. It's like they deserve a rest, right? They deserve to just, like, kind of chill. But I do think there's a point during, it's a long time to do nothing. If you really want to do, and then you can lose your steam.
100%.
You can lose your steam. And yeah, so yeah. I'm like, you got it. I don't, I'm not saying you have to work, but it's like work can put in like some yeah. structure. And like there
oh,
are.
Oh, I absolutely think she should go find some other yeah. things. No, like I think if your parents
your
are like that,
alive,
I'm like, y'all
keeps,
should like find some activities.
Yeah, yeah. And so I'm just like, I feel like that's another, to tie it yeah. back, it's like that's another phase of life where time might become super slow again.
Yeah, no,
because
totally.
It's like, what are we doing? It's like, what are we doing each day? You don't know what
you're
doing.
Doing
it's
like
a lot of the same
thing. Like yeah. eating. Napping.
I'm gonna tell you my dad's routine.
Reading.
My dad's daily routine activity. Well,
is what?
Is he wakes up in the morning.
Yeah.
He has his morning routine though.
Okay.
He's like, he does
that's
like
good. That's good.
Calf raises, all these like
okay.
stretching
keep,
things.
Keeping
right?
the mobility.
Yeah,
I like
keeping
it.
The mobility.
I like it. Okay.
He's so
and
good.
Then he'll have yeah. his breakfast.
Okay, of course.
He'll chew very slowly and then it's gonna take like yeah. an hour and a half. Yeah. But I have found that it's probably
doing?
Important to yeah. chew your food well.
It is,
and I
it is
don't
important.
Think I do it. I chew enough.
Do you,
that's
do
a,
you
that's
inhale?
That's a whole
food?
Other topic. I inhale my
me
food.
Too, me too.
Yeah,
really?
I think
yeah,
that's like, a whole other topic.
Well, for the longest time, I didn't have half my mouth. So I couldn't chew.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Oh my God.
So I had to like chew, swallow.
But you yeah. know, it's important to chew your food, right?
Yes.
Anyway, so after he's done with that.
By the way, guys, I got my. Four fake teeth installed
today.
Today?
Yeah, today.
Oh my gosh.
No, because it's a year and a half long process.
Oh my gosh. We sound
by the way,
like
don't do
we
does
sound
any
like we're 80. No.
I do not suggest this to anyone.
We sound
it's
like we're 80
it's
right
a straight
now.
Up year and a half long process.
Oh my god.
And my grandma got her we both
that's
go
the
in.
Funny thing is that they
she
got it
hers,
at the same time.
And I
together.
Do mine, yeah. And she's 80. So, like, that's the thing that she has to look forward to.
Yeah. Dan has 80-year-old teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy.
Oh
it's crazy.
Gosh.
But then after
okay,
that,
so he chooses food.
Yes. Yeah. And then he'll take a nap. And then I think, he like, somewhere along the line, he'll, like, probably have lunch again.
So,
and then
so
he
far
does
we got
his workout.
Sleeping and eating.
Yeah,
and
sleeping
workout.
And eating.
Okay.
Yeah. And then he probably,
something?
Oh, you know what? Something in the morning, he'll go out to the backyard and then get some vitamin D.
Yeah, okay.
Standing, just like looking at his plants, like, oh, that's probably new, like chilies or whatever, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's part, so
gardening.
He gardens.
Gardening.
No, he only looks yeah. at them. He doesn't even water
well, who,
anything.
Who does it?
My sister.
Oh. Wow.
But then, like, he'll do his yeah. workout. So at least, like, he has some kind
I
of a routine.
Okay. Yeah.
But that's a whole lot of
not
nothing.
A creative, your dad's not a creative type.
No.
Yeah.
He'll spend a lot of time
person,
watching YouTube.
This is tough for people, like, a lot of, like, stoic men who yeah. aren't creative.
Like, your dad's.
That's my father.
Yeah. Your dad's like
stoic
that, right?
men yeah. who are not creative.
Like, my
it
mom.
It worries me. Exactly.
Like, before she passed, like, if she was alive now, she'd just be painting every day.
Yeah.
Like, she would be, you know, same thing with me. Like if I'm painting, doing my art, that's why I can't wait to retire. I'm just gonna have an easel, my dark room. I'm gonna like do a bunch of art.
It'll be cool. That yeah, that part will be cool. Yeah.
Or like I don't know, maybe by the time we're 80, there's different technology. Like
totally.
There's like you know there'll be like
AI.
Is this foreshadowing?
Like, but instead of like go like editing,
you just paint with your thought.
No, yeah, you just oh. paint with your dude. It'll be like art. Appear.
Oh no.
Materialize.
Oh my goodness.
No, think about it, right? In 40 years
know.
When we're 80.
Think about
know.
It.
Think about,
think about oh. it, right? And then your painting
and
will
then,
show
oh,
up.
Oh, I saw an article recently that there, like Elon Musk or somebody was saying like eventually people are going to all be wealthy because they're all the mundane menial tasks will be done by robots.
I don't know about that.
I there's mean, hey, that'd all... be great if like I got a robot to do all my like wash my clothes. Fold my clothes.
That's like
so
the
then,
ideal. But
so then
like,
I could like do the other fun stuff. That'd be great. Clean my house. Clean my kitchen. I'll cook, but clean my kitchen. You shop for the groceries. The robot, you know, I'll be like, that's kind of cool. Then I can just like do more with less. Like
we should
ideal.
Save that thought for yeah. our AI
did you guys
episode.
See that? Did you see the article? You didn't see? I'll send it to you guys.
I feel like yeah.
it's
very
do,
ideal.
Please do. Yeah,
please
yeah.
do.
Yeah. Oh, I'm ready for it. I'm full on. I'm late to the AI game, guys.
Oh,
but
recently,
you're
all
really?
I've
now?
Been like.
We'll save it. Let's save it
let's
for
save it
let's
for
save it for
yeah.
that episode. We'll
that's
see if we do
time
that episode.
Is nothing
and we'll
because
it.
I started late. I started late. I didn't even know what ChatGPT was for a long time. I didn't know the capabilities that chat had.
Oh my god.
And now I'm like, what? You could do this?
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. We're going to veer into a whole other topic with that.
I actually feel like time has been extended for me. I'm not even kidding.
Are you serious?
Yes.
And how?
I discovered ChatGPT.
Oh my god, oh my god.
So funny.
Okay.
It pars down difficult things for me.
It does.
It does a lot of work for me.
For you. You get time back.
It explains things.
You get time.
And if you and you can have the, I'm about to spend the extra dough because I like
to do you more. Are
no,
you
I like
are.
To, I have the pro account but I like but already. I like to talk to it and the ChatGPT
this will be
only
a fun episode.
Limits the amount of hours
let's save it
talk.
let's save it for that episode
I need to upgrade guys.
He's like I don't need to save it because I have thoughts to share.
All right,
with that.
Okay, we hope you enjoyed us talking about time. Let us know what you think. Where are you in your stage of life? Is time super slow for you right now, or is it flashing before your eyes? With that, we'll see you guys on the next one. Bye.